Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
Okay, I'm transferring you now. You have 5 minutes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Seth Rogen.
What's happening?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hey, man, right from the start here, I want to let you know that this morning show is not capable of doing a 5-minute interview with you.
Good.
So you feel free to hang up on us whenever our time is up, because we're just going to keep going.
I'll do it.
We got 5 minutes, man, so let's rattle them off. As I'm on the internet yesterday and I'm watching you in interviews, I have a hunch that you're like the most un-LA kind of guy ever, but you're sort of stuck in that city. Am I wrong about that?
That's not entirely inaccurate.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that bad here. I got to say, LA's nice because it feels like everyone's unemployed. You kind of just walk around and, like, no one's at work all day. That's more my speed. That's what I do like about
it. I'm curious, Seth, if you'll talk about your drastic weight loss and what it took to get there for your role in The Green Hornet.
Bulimia.
Seriously?
Just bulimia.
That's LA, so you do
people
something.
People say it's unhealthy, but I disagree. I think it works really well. I'm joking, obviously.
Obviously.
I don't know. I exercise and ate better. It's the lamest answer in the world.
I hate to draw an analogy between you and Oprah Winfrey, but
please don't.
It's going to be a loose one. But I remember when she lost all this weight, like people were pissed at her. Like, this is who we fell in love with. We made the connection. Did you have any of that?
No, I don't think anyone really fell in love with me in the first place, so no one really cared. No one was that attached to me.
So there's sort of a Twitter-versity, I'm going to say that. Are you on Twitter or not? Because there is somebody pretending to be you one day.
No, I'm absolutely not on Twitter. I don't know why people would think I would care to do that.
If the person who was...
I'll be honest, it's a little insulting whenever people ask me that. Be like, do I really seem like I have so little to do? I have to update people on every mundane activity I accomplish.
Yes. I love it.
Yeah. Rogan is eating cheese.
You just totally validated Jen Hobby in the studio. She refuses.
I'm insulting a lot of people on Twitter, and I don't care.
Now, given that you said it's a time thing and you don't want to do that, if the person who was impersonating you was very witty and creative and fun, would you let him go ahead and keep doing it and be proud of it?
I asked actually someone, I was like, what does this person do? And they were like, oh, they kind of promote your movies and, you know, alert people as to your talk show appearances. And I was like, oh, let him keep going then. Good.
But if you see him on, it is not him. That we know now.
It's not me, no.
I think I read yesterday also that you started in entertainment in like 12 or 13 years old doing stand-up comedy. And my thought was, would anybody actually let you bomb if you were on stage at 12 years old, or they'd give you like a sympathetic laugh just because you're so young?
No, they do not do that at all.
Really?
They are more than happy to let you bomb completely and utterly and help you bomb in a lot of ways at times. No, I bombed a lot. I think it made me funnier.
Quick question about your girlfriend. You guys have been together for a really long time, right?
Yeah, 4 years.
4 years. And I heard you guys just moved in together?
No, we moved in together years ago. I run out of talk show stories. So every once in a while, I just got to pretend that something that happened to me years ago just happened. So I can't
Which of your movies
never
is...
Never believe anything I say on a talk show. Okay. That's a very good rule of thumb.
Which of your movies is the most ad-libbed?
That's a good question. Probably Knocked Up, I would say.
Really?
Yeah.
Which scene in Knocked Up?
The one where you're making love?
I mean, a lot. I mean, pretty much every scene with me and my roommates is completely ad-libbed.
God, it's so good, too. It's so good. Is there one actor that you just jibe with more when it comes to improv than someone else?
I don't know. I just did a movie where Jonah Hill and Jason Schwartzman play my roommates, and it was a lot of fun doing scenes with them. Adam Sandler, too, and Paul Rudd. I think all those guys are really fun to work with.
We know you have Observe and Report coming up. And we all had the thought this morning that at some point you must have been really pissed because Kevin James was sort of doing the same themed movie. Did you know that at the time or when you found out, were you pissed about it?
No, we knew. I mean, Sony made it. Sony made Superbad and Pineapple Express and is making the Green Hornet. So literally, I mean, I talked to the people who made that movie every single day. And Adam Sandler produced it, and I mean I've been working with him for the last year and a half on Funny People, so no, we were well aware of it. It just honestly, we just thought they were totally different movies. You know, I know the guys who made Harold and Kumar, we still made Pineapple Express. Like it just kind of doesn't you know, affect those decisions. You just kind of got to hope that what you're doing is different, and beyond that, just you got to understand that there's only so many things to make movies about, and eventually there's going to be some overlap. You just got to hope that your thing is different than the other thing, you know?
Do you find that comparison a lot since you made fun of it on Saturday Night Live last weekend?
I mean, I was finding that comparison way before I made fun of it on Saturday Night Live. How many people were commenting on it.
Right.
But that was a funny joke, I thought.
And it comes out this week?
Mm-hmm. It's Friday.
It's Friday. Observe and Report. Cool.
Yep.
Hey, Seth, a lot of your characters tend to like the herb. Do you take a public stance on marijuana?
Yeah. I mean, not generally, but if you ask me, sure. Legalize it.
I don't know that there's going to be a lot of people shocked by that. That's not going to make the tabloids.
Exactly. I know. That's like I literally get caught with a 500-pound joint in my mouth, and I don't think it would make the back page of the newspaper.
Okay, sorry. We have to get Seth off.
Gotta go, team.
All right. Go get off, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Right,
thanks. Bye. I got a good question.
Yay!
And for the record, I was looking at Jen Hobby when he said that because he stretched it out, and she actually cussed and hit her hand on the table, not in mock frustration, but genuine anger that Bert received a good question
totally.
From Seth.
I stole the trophy for
Bert
one interview.
Bert
got a good question, and he got vindicated for Twitter all in the same interview.
No.
The best interview for Bert ever.
I don't know about the Twitter. The vindication on Twitter is because
Jen Hobby only.
Yeah, because
she's
Bert's
not on it, right.
And uses it.
Either way, my work is done here.
The Bert Show. Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.